The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
These are some peeves that dogs have about humans. Okay? Because we have peeves about them. They have peeves about us as well. For example, these are the top 10. Blaming breaking wind on me.
Yeah.
Not funny. Not funny at all is one peeve that dogs have. Yelling at me for barking. I'm a dog, you idiot. That's what we do. Taking me for a walk, then not letting me check stuff out. Exactly whose walk is this anyway? They've got a point.
It's not like you don't check stuff out when you have a walk, is it?
Exactly. Sometimes I just go for a walk to check stuff out. Any trick that involves balancing food on my nose, stop it. I'm a pet, not a party piece. Any haircut that involves bows or ribbons, now you know why we chew your stuff when you're not home. The sleight of hand fake fetch throw. You fooled a dog. Woohoo! Are you proud? Taking me to the vet for the big snip, then acting all surprised when I freak out every time we go back.
I can never understand that. How can an owner do that to a dog?
Cruel.
Getting upset when I sniff the crotches of your guests. Sorry, but I haven't quite mastered the handshake thing yet.
Never thought of it that way.
I've always said the little dog, you know those big dogs, they do it all the time. They, you know, they jump up on you. It is embarrassing,
isn't
it?
It's very embarrassing.
But the little dogs, you actually got to lie on the floor to get them to do it, I find. Dog jumpers. Hello, haven't you noticed I've got fur? And also, how you act disgusted when I clean.
Yeah.
Look, we both know the truth. You're just jealous. It's funny how you never see a dog standing in its own mess.
I'm the first real six string.
They're not that daft, are they?
Download and get CD. The KFC Podcast.
Oh.
KFC.
And look who's just come in.
Oh. My favourite disc jockey and the wireless dear.
Yeah.
How are you, CD?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you, this morning, Peg.
And how's the CD crew this morning, dear?
Very well, thank you, Peggy.
Oh, good. And Rossi's in the studio as well.
Yes, good morning, Rossi. Peggy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, you're looking well, dear Rossi.
Thank you, yeah.
When we had run over... I'm really serious, dear.
There you are.
Well, it's nice to see all the crew back together again. Peter McDowell, he's my... you're about my second or third favourite boy in this place.
Oh, thanks.
Rudy's my favourite.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a thing for Rossi, dear. But I suppose I could share you with Rossi. He'd probably like
that. I'd like that.
How are you, Peter McDowell?
Very well, thanks, Peg. Nice to see you looking so well.
Oh, good. And what about you, Julia Bold?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you, Peggy. That's nice of you
to ask. Oh, good. And what about little Morrow the Minx? You've just been skiing. I mean, Peter went skiing as well. Did you have a good time, Claire?
Oh, I had a fabulous time, Peggy. It was excellent, thanks.
You like being on the slopes, don't you?
I'd love it.
With two sticks in your hands, going up and down.
Yes, you know me.
Oh, you love going up and down on all those little slopes in the snow. Ah, you love it, don't you?
I love it.
What was I going to say? Oh, yes.
What, Peg?
KFC. Oh, Rossi.
Yeah,
I've just thought I've got a present for you.
Ooh.
It's your anniversary present, isn't it, dear?
Yeah, what
it's
is
your,
it?
Not your present, it's your anniversary. It's your anniversary, dear. Your first anniversary to your wife.
Yes, it was.
With your wife.
Yes.
Ah, yep. Well, I've got you a little present here. Because you got your wife a ring, didn't you, dear?
I did.
Yes. Well, I've got you a present here. Let me get it out of my bag.
What have I got there, Peggy? It's very thoughtful, isn't it?
Close your eyes.
Close. Can I close?
Ah, there you go.
Put your hand out. There you go. Oh, look at that.
Luxo cube.
Luxo cube. I'll use that in memory of you, Peg.
Some chili sauce, didn't she?
She did, indeed.
Right, what was I going to do? Oh! CD.
Yes. Oh, what now?
CD.
Yeah.
I love you, you know.
What do you want, Peg?
Is there any chance you can take me to Ladies' Day?
No, Peggy, it's for ladies. You're missing the point. You're not a lady, you see.
CD.
Yeah.
Please, can I come to Aintree?
No chance, Peg.
Ladies' Day.
Not Ladies' Day, Peg. You're not a lady. You're missing it.
I'm Scandinavian shepherds are not making any coffee. Oh, you Scandinavian twilight.
You shove it, Peg.
Shove it.
All right.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Kev and the crew until 10, and the boys from Take That, we have Mark and Gary. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
How are you two?
We're good. We've been fed with teas and coffees and biscuits, and we're happy.
This is your first time here, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah, do you know what? I remember the Radio City being up Stanley Street.
I know, you're showing your age.
Look at you, lot now, up here. Yeah. Unbelievable.
He's a bit scared of heights, though, Gaz.
Is he, yeah?
Yeah, he's wobbling a bit. He's gone a bit pale since he come up in the lift.
You've been here before, though, Mark, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm a regular.
You're an old pro to this place.
I've got a VIP pass.
Well, look, welcome back. I'm actually thrilled that you're back on top. And I mean, how does it feel being back in the limelight, back in the, you know, in the thick of it all now?
Surreal a lot of the time, amazing. You know, I think sometimes you laugh to yourself as well. I kind of look at the lads and I see where we are, and I just think, I never would have thought this would have, how did we end up here, you know? Yeah. It was never a plan, and it's just very surreal sometimes. And we've had an amazing year and a half since we've come back together, and I think we're all really, really enjoying the process and trying to do the best we can, you know.
It's probably a question that you can't answer, but I'll ask the question anyway. But I mean, how long do you think you're going to be back this time?
Oh, we can't answer that.
So I knew you couldn't.
Well, do you know what? When we went on tour, we thought we were going to get to the end of the tour and that would be, you know, it's just going to be like a reunion tour. And then we got this, offered this record deal. And I guess, Kev, for us, it's about what you know, it will the next situation challenge us? Because I do believe that last time we were a band, we sort of, it dissolved because of repetition, because, you know, you're back at this studio in Germany that you'd been at 10 times before, and you realise you're doing a lot of things over and over again.
Yeah.
And it felt like a big challenge to us, doing a record, you know, the first time in 10 years, and to write it all together. It felt like something new, and I guess as long as they feel like you're doing things that are new and challenging, I reckon we'll be around for as, you know, as long as that lasts.
We can't answer that.
Well, you did a good job. Well, how have things changed from, I mean, how long was it? Just 10, 11 years ago when you finished. How are things now to the way they were then?
Hey, everything changes but you.
Got one on in this morning, by the way.
Yeah, I've noticed, yeah.
I mean, I think personally things have changed a lot. You know, three of us have got children now, which is amazing for us all. But that kind of definitely changes the way we work, because obviously we want to spend as much time as we can back at home with the families and stuff as well. I think the dynamic within the band as well, I think we're a lot more open.
Yeah.
We talk, the communication's better within the band now. I think that we, I don't know, I think we just, I think we all feel a lot more comfortable within our own skin.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good to say?
Yeah, very much everyone's, you know, we don't try and, you know, look different or act different because we're in Take That. I think the personalities are very strong, and you know, it's actually, it's good fun, isn't it?
Laugh. Yeah.
When we've been at home for a couple of days, I really look forward to getting back with the boys again, and I reckon that's, you know, just going on from what I answered a minute ago, as long as our friendship's as strong as it is,
yeah,
I reckon we can take on the world, you know, and we're really good mates, us four, and I think that counts for a lot.
Have you all kind of kept in touch with each other and been mates, you know, since the last time or not?
No, we weren't. I mean, we saw each other now and again. I think Gary and Howard, because they live quite close to each other, when the band first split up, they saw each other for a couple of years. But I never saw, really, within the first 6 months of the band splitting up, I probably saw everybody, but then I never saw anybody for about 5 years. I think we all just had to go on our own little journey, really. And then I got together with Gaz in the studio. We did some writing together, and he helped to produce 4 Minute Warning. Do you remember that song? That I did.
An enormous hit. It was a big hit, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody huge, sir.
Yeah.
That we, That was about 5 years ago, was it, guys? So kind of midway through. But the coming together was pretty natural, really. The actual coming together and starting all this again, it's all felt quite natural. When we got together on that documentary in that room, it was almost the first time we had actually done that and talked about the band.
Yeah. What about, I watched you, I thought the audience live was great, by the way, but I just had a stupid, cheesy grin watching it all the time. But I was watching you, you all kind of look at each other, and you all kind of laughing as if, like, almost like this is surreal, we're back and here we are, we're doing it all again. Was that a weird feeling, all being back out there and doing it again?
Yeah, that particular show, it was, you know, for us, a lot of fun. And, I mean, you know, again, we decided we didn't just want to do an audience with Take That. We had to be the band to do the first live one.
Yeah.
So you know, going back again to what I said earlier, it was a challenge for us that night. It was a challenge for ITV. And it was just great fun thinking, good God, here we are. We've got an hour here on ITV1. Unbelievable. Yeah. Just sort of giggling to ourselves.
Yeah, I was nervous, so I must be honest. I was quite nervous beforehand. But, you know, just the actual the fact that we had to kind of do the talking and the linking and the whole thing, that but it was, once it started, I felt great.
Yeah, I mean, that I think that's what came across. That you did it all look like you were enjoying yourselves. I'm sure there was major stress and everything, but you did look like you were just, that's why I was smirking, because I was watching you all looking at each other, and you occasionally you'd all give each other a little smirk and they'd say, this is going great. And it was, and that came across on the show, I think.
Oh, good.
We've had the best year and a half. You know, we no complaints at all. We know we're very fortunate to get a second chance to do something like this, and we're really enjoying it.
And we're really enjoying you being back as well. 8:27, we'll come back and talk some more. Gary Barlow, Mark Owen from Take That here on the Kev Steed Breakfast Show for Tuesday morning.
Put your head against my life.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Kev and the crew, special guest this morning, Gary and Mark from Take That. Now, tell me about how family and friends are coping now with you being back on the top and back in the limelight. How are they all dealing with that now?
Yeah, they've all lost it. Completely. Yeah, I think the family, you know, they miss us. They miss us now and again. We do spend a little bit of time away from home. But, you know, that's the challenge, I guess, is to balance the home life with being in the band, because, you know, 10 years ago it was completely our life being in Take That, and now our life, you know, we do have personal lives that we really, you know, we value, so the balance between the two has got to be good.
It's funny for me, the other day we were doing a TV show, and I've just had a baby boy, 6 months old, and this is kind of what our days are like.
Yeah.
Now, I remember I woke up about 7 o'clock with Elwood, my boy, and you know, got him ready, had his breakfast and changed his nappy and did all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, by about 10 o'clock, I was out in the back garden picking up we have a dog as well, and the dog had left a couple of its marks around the back garden. So I was out there in my carrier bags, you know, my little dog bags, trying to pick up the bits off the floor. Yeah. And by 12 o'clock, I was in a TV studio in my tight white jeans and my white shirt, trying to sing some songs, you know. And I just thought, it's a weird old world, really, to be honest.
How are you not, though, eh?
Yeah, why brilliant. Not? Someone, I love it. Someone's got to do it. What about how you go with the dance routines as well? Because none of us are getting any younger.
Was that aimed at me, Kev?
Go on then, yeah.
Do you know what, mate? We're going on tour at the end of this year, and I have to tell you, I'll be probably starting training next week to get fit enough for that. And it's possible, you know. I mean, look at Madonna. She's bloody 49, isn't she? Yes. We can do it. Well, if you all have a bit of faith.
Yeah, I've got faith, mate. Right. I've got loads of faith. Can I ask you quickly? I didn't want to touch on it, but just a quick kind of, what are your thoughts on Robbie?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, when he went into hospital, it was actually a big shock to us when we heard the news.
Yeah.
We've sent messages over there and wished him well and stuff, and that's all there is to it, really. I think it's a private affair, really, and he knows we all send our support. Well, that's kind of the where it begins, I guess, for us. If he wants us, he can call us.
Yeah, do you know what? I think a lot of people, and if you can kind of explain this, a lot of people don't understand. You can have all the fame, all the fortune, you know, all these fantastic things, but it can be a real lonely old life as well, can't it?
You know what? From when for a few years I was a solo artist, I very much found that.
Yeah.
I found it was a lonely life because... And I think that's what we enjoy about being four of us is that actually, you know, if you're out there on your own and even if you've got your band with you, you know, they're not actually the famous one at the front.
Yeah.
And you've only got each other really to talk to about it. And I found that when I was on my own that I really missed the support and the...
Companionship.
The companionship. That's the word I was missing. But I did. I missed that and I'm enjoying that this time round.
I know you've got a busy day today and you've got lots of stuff to do. But
in other words, sod off. You're saying to us, yeah.
No,
in other words, get out.
Yeah, get out. We've spoken of. Yeah, I know you've got lots of things to do. I'm absolutely thrilled that you're back on the scene again, guys. And I've always been massive supporters of you all. And welcome back. And thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kev.
Cheers. Good have a good time. Mate. All the best.
See you.
See you. Bye bye.
I guess now it's time. For me to give up, I think it's time.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.